James O'Keefe, I just wish Facebook would admit they censor conservatives. By Robert Krajicek on February 28, 2019. James O'Keefe, the founder and head of Project Veritas, invited insiders within Facebook, Google, and Twitter to become whistleblowers and expose big tech's politically motivated censorship, which he wishes the Silicon Valley masters of the universe would admit publicly. During a Thursday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe said, "We all figured this was happening. This is a nightmare for Facebook, and it's all thanks to you. Listen." O'Keefe responded, "This is confirming the suspicions. Also known as shadow banning, you don't know that you're being deboosted. You don't know that your boost is being taken away and that you're being downranked. That's what makes this so egregious." O'Keefe added, "If you're being disabled, if your account is suspended, you know that and you can protest it, and there's actually a system at Facebook to police that. They have adults in the room, and they usually put you back up unless you did something very egregious. But in this case, you don't know that it's happening to you. Watch." Marlowe recalled a 2018 change to Facebook's algorithm which diminished the reach of Breitbart News across the platform while promoting CNN, The New York Times, and other left-wing news media outlets. "This fits a pattern," stared Marlowe. Breitbart was the number one, most influential outlet on Facebook and social media, in general, according to a Harvard study. And then, lo and behold, they changed the algorithm up. And all of a sudden CNN is boosted 25% and Breitbart is downgraded 25-30%, the president's personal page downgraded 40-45%. Crickets from the Republican conservative media. Conservative media is not interested in touching this subject. Why is that? O'Keefe explained, because they derive a lot of their advertising revenue from Facebook. People have told me, I'm not going to mention names, but they've said, well, it's a great story but we have to be careful, because we generate our ad revenue via Facebook. We don't want to upset the apple cart. We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. O'Keefe went on, I have a unique model. I'm a nonprofit. I don't have advertisers. It's a little unusual. I'm very independent, but a lot of people are afraid because most of these companies, people have to realize, CNN, New York Times, everyone, it's all about their partnership with Facebook. It's all about driving that revenue. Marlowe noted the impact of Facebook in shaping Breitbart News's volume of online traffic. O'Keefe said, they don't admit they're doing it. I want Facebook to come out and just say, this is what we're doing. They're lying, I just wish they'd admit it publicly. O'Keefe invited insiders within Facebook, Google, and Twitter to become whistleblowers related to the technology company's politically driven censorship and content management. What I want to have happen next is other people inside the big three, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, to do the same thing, said O'Keefe. I hope that people follow her example. We're calling it the Be Brave campaign. If you're on the inside of Google or Facebook or Twitter, send us a note at projectveritas.com/brave and follow her lead, because we need to expose these people. We cannot be afraid. They're very powerful companies, but we have to do something about it. Terms and online jargon such as mainstream, MSM, lols, and normies are used to assign troll scores to Facebook users, said O'Keefe. Mainstream, MSM, lols, normies, the right has appropriated these words, because liberals don't really use MSM. They assign you troll scores. They do all of this without you even knowing on Facebook's back-end content review tool. I just want to bring transparency. O'Keefe concluded, people say Facebook's a private company, well, I don't agree with that philosophy. It's a public town square, and you can't even speak unless you have these platforms. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.